الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're back once again with our program Repentance. And inshallah, Zawajal, again today we'll be discussing about the factors that hinder in between a person's repentance, that serve as an obstacle in between a person and his repentance. As this discussion has been going on for quite some episodes now, but this element is very, very important for us to understand and for us to overcome it. That's why we are so much focusing on it and emphasizing so much on it, so that all these satanic whispers because of which we do not go towards repentance, because of which we abandon repentance or delay in repenting, we can overcome those obstacles and we can repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly and sincerely, so that we can also attain salvation from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before that, as per our routine, let us first of all listen to the virtue of reciting the Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that adorn your gatherings by reciting salat upon me, as this will be noor, light for you on the day of judgment. So again, dear viewers, we've come to know of something that would serve as light for us, that would illuminate things for us on the day of judgment, that would serve as noor for us on the day of judgment. It is sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today, again, we will be talking about one factor based on which or because of which people don't repent or don't come towards repentance. And it is the bad company of evil friends. When people, they are indulged in the company of those who themselves are indulged in sins, who themselves are far away from repentance, then how do we expect those people to repent themselves? Because their gathering is around those people who, ma'azullah, commit sins openly, recklessly, only themselves, and they don't consider it a means of anything. They don't consider it to be a means of regret or remorse. So when you are in the gathering of such people, then of course, sooner or later, you will be affected with their company and you will also be involved in sinning. You will also be involved in those immoral activities that they are performing. And in case someone does give you invitation towards righteousness to repent in the court of Allah Almighty for the ill deeds that you are performing, then that very group of people, that very group of your friends, they would make fun of you. They would laugh at you. If you tell them to stop sinning, then they will, make fun of you. So in such an environment, it is very difficult for a person to come towards repentance, to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abandon sins. So this is one thing that often hinders and serves as an obstacle between a person and repentance. Now, what is its solution? It is quite obvious that a company has its own effect. And people, their habits get molded towards the routine practices of the company in which he is normally, the company in which he socializes. So this is very, very important for us to understand. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam highlighting towards this very, very important issue, He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that the example of a good and a bad companion is like a person who carries fragrance, perfume with him, and a person who deals in the work of fairness, who works by a fairness. Now, a person who carries fragrance, who carries perfumes, either he will give you a gift, or you will buy something from him, or you will scent some fine fragrance from him. Whereas the one who works at a furnace either will burn your clothes, or you will smell a foul smell from him, odor you will smell from him. This is the example that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam gave in relation to a good companion and a bad companion. So we need to determine our path, that which path are we actually treading upon? What kind of company do we have? What kind of friend circle do we have? Which people do we socialize with? So in the light of this hadith, we can actually determine our path and analyze where exactly do we stand. And this would actually determine our path towards repentance as well. And this would show us that what exactly is causing a delay in our repentance. Because if this is the case, that we're socializing with this kind of friend circle, then it is obvious that we won't be able to go towards repentance, as the friend circle amongst whom we are socializing, our habits, our traits, our characteristics, our own character, it will be molded accordingly, as they would be acting upon the practices they would be acting upon. Therefore, what do we need to do? Is that we need to abandon the company of such people who do not feel any shame and embarrassment in committing sins, and those for whom only this world is everything. Living in this world is everything, and acquiring wealth is everything, whether it is through halal means or haram means. We need to abandon the company of those who ma'adullah swear at each other when they talk, who ma'adullah lie when they talk, who ma'adullah are involved in these indecent activities, in these immoral activities. Because while staying within the company of these people, while socializing with these kind of people, to have sincere repentance, to make sincere repentance, is nothing more than a dream. This would be daydreaming on our side. So what do we need to do? The solution for this is to abandon such company and adopt the company of such pious people for whom the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything, for whom treading upon the path of piety is everything, those who actually fear the punishment of the hellfire, those who are eager to tread upon the path of paradise. If this is the case, if we socialize with these kind of people, then inshallah azawajal, we will also better our character. We would also become better in many other things as well. And inshallah azawajal, we will also start treading upon the path of piety. Because those people will give us a mindset. They will give us a mindset that we need to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to avoid avoid sins. We need to avoid those tasks, those activities that bring about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you think about the viewers of Madani channel, that let's say you socialize with a bunch of friends who are not steadfast in offering salah, but you yourself are steadfast in offering salah, and now you're hanging out with them, and all of a sudden time for salah comes, and you will be the only one who will be getting up and offering salah. Even if you invite them towards righteousness and give them invitation for salah, it is very, very rare that those people will come towards salah. Take the example of, you know, you're playing sports with them, and in the midst of sports, let's say you're playing, you know, cricket, football, whatever, in the midst of it, the time for salah comes. Now other people, your friends, it is very, very rare that they will leave their game in between and come with you to offer salah. You will be on your own to be offering salah. And then slowly and slowly, gradually, a time will come, a situation will arise where you will also start missing your salah because of those people. You will be in the middle of something really important, so-called important. Nothing is more important than salah. But these kind of people, for them, salah does not carry that much importance. So let's say you are in the middle of the game, you're in the middle of something, and now the time for salah comes. Now, it is very, very likely that you will also miss salah one day. You would also become amongst those who miss salah day. And now, let's change the example. That you yourself don't offer salah, but all the other friends of yours, amongst whom you socialize, they all offer salah. Now, you're socializing with them, you're playing with them, whatever. And time for salah comes. And all of them, they offer salah. But you don't offer salah. You're not used to offering salah. Then very soon, it is highly likely, inshallah azawajal, you will also start offering salah one day, because they will keep offering salah and you'll be left out if you don't. So very soon, inshallah, the day will come, you will also start offering salah with them. And in the first example that we gave, in that example, you will be the only one who would be offering salah. And then slowly and slowly, you would also go towards other people and start missing your salah. But in the second example, you will be the only one who wouldn't be offering salah. And very soon the time will come when you will also start offering salah along with your other friends. So this is something that we need to work towards, and we need to reflect upon ourselves, that if I'm unable to repent, then I need to analyze my social circle, that who do I hang out with? What is my social network? Who do I socialize with? And when we've determined it, and if we have determined that the people whom I socialize with, they are not steadfast upon Sharia, they commit sins openly, then we need to, of course, determine our path. We need to abandon their company, and we need to adopt the company of those devotees of the Prophet who tread upon the right path, who stay away from sins and engage themselves in those tasks that bring about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who tread upon the path of paradise. Inshallah azawajal, by doing this, you would be eradicating or removing this barrier between you and repentance, and you will, inshallah azawajal, start treading upon the path of repentance, and you'll get the ability to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Inshallah azawajal. There's another misconception, another factor that keeps people away from repenting, which is that some people, they have this misconception that we've already repented, we've gained the privilege of repenting, the honor of repenting, hence we do not need to repent anymore now, we've already done so. So some people, they fall prey to this misconception as well. Now, what is the solution to this? This is, of course, in case if someone thinks that he has already repented. Then what such person needs to do is that he should sit down and wholeheartedly, sincerely reflect upon the fact that whether the repentance he made, whether it met all the conditions and prerequisites, and since the time he has repented up to now, he has not been involved in any element of sin, he has not sinned since he last repented. Because repenting once does not make you heedless of repenting again. Remember this. Repenting once does not keep you away from repenting anymore. It in fact develops and ignites the passion of repenting more and more. So if you have fallen prey to this misconception that I've already repented, I don't need to repent again, then there is something wrong in our so-called repentance. Because what kind of repentance is this that is stopping us to repent again? So this is something that we need to clarify for ourselves, that making repentance once does not stop us from repenting again in future. In fact, repenting once should give us further passion and eagerness to repent more frequently and more often. Because what we need to understand is that it is not the case that once you have repented and that's it now, we're done. We don't need to repent anymore throughout our lives. This is not the case. We need to repent again and again, several times a day, every other day, every week, every month, you know, throughout our lives, we need to be steadfast upon repenting. So if this misconception is in someone's mind that I've already repented, so why should I repent again? Then there is something wrong. Because keep in mind that repenting once does not stop you from repenting again. In fact, it would give you a further mindset of repenting again and again in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be our approach, that we've already repented. Now, you know, we need to understand how important this is. And Satan is our open enemy. He's there all the time and he's trying his utmost to misguide us. So, to stay safe from the attacks of Satan, and to ensure that we don't indulge and involve in further sins, and in case we have, then, of course, repenting would make our sins forgiven, the previous sins forgiven, and inshallah azawajal, we will make a firm intention not to commit the sin again. And making frequent repentance is something that is required from us. It is necessary for us to do this again and again. So, those people who have fallen prey to this satanic misconception, hopefully this discussion should have uprooted this very misconception of this as well. Now, let's talk about one narration which our noble predecessor rahimahullah has mentioned, and it shows the excellence of repentance in terms of Satan the accursed. He also started to feeling regret in this case. He also started to feeling bad, that why did he make a person commit sin? Because remember, someone would repent after he has committed a sin. So in this narration, it has been stated that when a person commits a sin and then he remains remorseful and regretful upon that sin, he remains in that state to the extent that he is entered in paradise, right? So a person commits a sin, then he realizes that this was a sin. Now he is remorseful and regretful upon this very action of his. Consequently, he is made to enter paradise. At that time, Satan the accursed, he says that, alas, only if I had not indulged him in the sin. Because the honor of entering paradise over here was because of that person repenting over his sin, because of that person being embarrassed over his sin, because of that person being remorseful over his sin. So this remorse, this regret, this repentance became a means of that person's entry into paradise. And this is where Satan, he's saying that, alas, only if I had not indulged him into the sin. So if that was the case, then he wouldn't have repented. He wouldn't have developed these feelings of remorse and regret. So he wouldn't have attained paradise. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, what have we learned today? Is that no matter how many times we make repentance, it is good for us. The more we make, the better it is for us. As Satan the accursed never wants a person to come towards repentance. And repentance is something that leads a person towards paradise, as we've heard in this very narration. And this is something that grieves Satan the accursed. So never let these kind of satanic whispers come in your mind that I've already repented, I don't need to repent anymore. No, it shouldn't be the case. Always keep repenting every now and then, on daily basis, several times, on weekly basis, monthly basis, every now and then. Inshallah azawajal, this will become a means of the of elevation of your ranks. And inshallah azawajal, this will grant you a proximity, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah Almighty that may He enable us to repent again and again, over and over again. And may Allah Almighty enable us to stay firm upon abandoning sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Have mercy on me. Guide me.